Don Gagne is here. He's a White House correspondent for many years. And what is it like for you to see these two presidents share the stage?
It's a very powerful thing, even a decade later, to watch the reading of these names and to see that place, and to see President Obama and former President Bush together with their wives walking to this new memorial. They are very different men. They are very different kinds of leaders. Very different in terms of policy. But it's quite a moment to watch them walk there together.
I find it most striking to see the young people. I can't help it. We heard the voice of a young woman talking about her dad, reading her name, reading the name of her father, and just about all the pairs of family members who are going up to stage right now. There's a young person speaking.
Exactly. And some of them, you know, this was more than half of their life ago. This was nearly all of their life ago in many cases. And seeing the two presidents together does also give you a reminder of the kind of unity that we did see on that day a decade ago, and in the weeks and months that followed. And it's kind of hard to remember that we were in such a place, given where we are politically today.
It does, and both of these men, though, are essentially defined by the events of that day. You know, even President Barack Obama, his election in some ways was a reaction to things that were done as a consequence of the 9/11 attacks.
Absolutely. There is a direct line from that day to the election of a President Obama, and it demonstrates how the politics that surround the issue changed over time based on the way the Bush administration handled and responded to the events of that day.
You know, Adi and Don, it was interesting to see that in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where, of course, Flight 93 crashed in the field, there was actually a ceremony yesterday. And President George W. Bush was there along with Vice President Biden. And there as well, we saw this kind of tribute to national unity that, again, has been so missing. And President Clinton was there as well. And President Clinton actually thanked President Bush, in his words, for keeping us from being attacked again, a kind of a tribute that you don't hear very often anymore. And Vice President Biden acknowledged President Bush, in his words here, as the man responsible for bringing our country together at a time when it could have been torn apart. So there at that event yesterday in Shanksville, we saw kind of a foretaste of this kind of tribute to national unity that I think all of our leaders want to sort of reinforce today on this anniversary.
And if I may, Audie, President Bush spoke not just to the courage of those aboard Flight 93 and the first responders in New York City and those at the Pentagon, but he did reflect on today's conditions. He recalled how members of Congress sang God Bless America together on the steps of the Capitol 10 years ago tonight. And then he went on to say, and this is a quote, "In the past decade, our country has been tested by natural disaster, economic turmoil, and anxieties about challenges at home and abroad. There have been spirited debates along the way." That's certainly an understatement. "That is the essence of democracy," he went on to say. "But Americans have never been defined by our disagreements. Whatever challenges we face today and in the future, we must never lose faith in our ability to meet them together." So again, he does seem to be speaking to today's political climate there.
I want to turn back to New York. It's a tradition that family members read the names of victims of 9/11 in pairs. People are coming to the podium now, and let's hear some of that.
Mark Bingham.
Carl Vincent Beeney.
Gary Eugene Bird.
Joshua David Birnbaum.
George John Bishop.
Chris Romeo Bashunda.
Jeffrey Donnell.
This is a moment of silence at 9:03, moment of silence for United Airlines Flight 175. At this moment, 10 years ago, it struck the South Tower. listening to a moment of silence at the World Trade Center site or at the ceremonies of the 10th anniversary for the 9/11 attacks.